Hey everybody, it's Mike from the Mike Wagner Show, powered by Sonic Web Studios, and brought to you by our official sponsor, the Mike Wagner Show, international warring author Mia Musson's The Missing, available on Amazon and paperback and ebook. She's back by popular demand, and one more successful appearance, and she'll be on the Mike Wagner Show Hall of Fame. But first, let's get the business right here. She's a multi-talented Bollywood actress, entrepreneur, spiritual healer, and health wellness expert. She's had a number of projects like Billion Dollar Star, Princess in the Nude, Hollywood Tantra Paradise, Big Fortune, Prophecy of Goddesses, and all kinds of retreats, business ventures, and more. We've covered it on about three, four shows. I think I've lost track after all how many we had, but what's the latest from this wonderful lady? Well, it's a book about royal paradise, and it's about not what you're expecting. We're going to find out why in just 1 minute. Live, ladies and gentlemen, at Plus Studios from the other side of the pond. She's going to surprise you. She travels all over the world, the multi-talented Bollywood actress, entrepreneur, spiritual healer, health wellness expert, and got the new book, Royal Paradise. Ladies and gentlemen, back by popular demand, the multi-talented Christina Sakya. Christina, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Thanks for joining us once again.
Thank you so much, Mike. I'm so happy to be back to the show. And it has been always a pleasure to talk to you and be part of your show repeatedly. I think this is fourth time, I guess, we will be connecting in this show, part of your show. And it's getting a very good response. And congratulations to you for the show, actually.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you. And are you making this like a full-time job being on the Mike Wagner Show as a guest? Are you putting a resume right now? I mean, if you do, let me know. I'd be glad to let you do it. So.
Yeah, about the Mike Wagner Show, it is already on LinkedIn, on IMDb, everywhere I have put it, actually. The posters are already out of this show. And I got a lot of good response from people across the globe. Because of the publicity we did it, you know, the show. But otherwise, also, because I have come to your show before, also, so I had made it a point to put it up in LinkedIn, IMDb, Google, Facebook, everywhere, wherever my profiles are. Actually.
So, in other words, you let the cat out of the bag, huh? I'm kidding. So basically you've been on Billion Dollar Star, Princess of the Nude, Hollywood Tantra Paradise, Big Fortune, Prophecy of Goddesses, and various retreats. And I mean, you came back from retreat yourself. What's been the latest on the retreat scene, everything?
Okay, I'll tell you my retreats. Usually I do my sessions through Zoom or in person through HNI people across the globe. Now my retreats are coming up in Dubai, and Dubai is a very open, business friendly place, you know. And so there will be 3 days of retreat. It's healing, meditation, and wellness of mind, body, and spirit. And the last day would be an award, achievement award event in the evening hours with entertainment for business speakers, you know. For investors and startup companies, and I want to bring ideas and the investors coming together, like where they get a platform to talk about. But it's also a space where people can come, relax, you know, and connect, have a quality time with each other, and heal themselves, and keep them away from all kind of phone technical stuff and all. So, and then they can connect with themselves. It's a great time. I mean, so that is the reason the retreat is I'm putting up in Dubai and in San Francisco. Already we have properties out there, and we are working on that. And apart from that, my book is coming up, Royal Paradise, which I have mentioned it. It's on bully and child abuse. Oh no, bully can, you know, adults can also have a bully, or a country can have bully, or a prime minister or a president can be a bully in some point of their life. It all depends, like, how a person can self-defense and empower themselves and heal their inner child, and how you can not let those experience of being bullied or abused can affect you. You know, that's whole thing about this book is all about. But there are also certain techniques and therapies, like dance therapy, art therapy, then psychological therapy, physical. So how, if a person is deeply wounded, they can take this therapy and then they can heal themselves. So somewhere other, obviously, I'll do such kind of retreats where people suffer, even though people are very successful in life. They might have childhood issues, like getting bullied or abused by toxic parents sometimes, or partners, or kids. When they were kids, you know, in schools, but still they kept it inside them. And then when they grow up, then they, maybe some of them, these people have become successful in life, but they have still kept that wound inside them. And that's the reason I want to do this retreat, you know, somewhere it will be related to my book. And some other issues also I'll take into consideration. So I'm super excited about it, because bullying and abuse is such a serious matter in the world that it affects adult relationship, you know, it affects the relationship to yourself. And a lot of time people cannot talk about it. A child cannot speak, you know, because if parents doesn't understand or teachers doesn't understand, it's so difficult for the kid. And even adults, especially women also, they can become vulnerable at times, and sometimes they might just take the abuse or a bully from their partner, or in the day-to-day life, or wherever it can be, they are not expressive. So the book is also about inspiration and motivation to speak up. Like, you know, it's just express yourself. And men cannot cry most of the time. You know, they are brought up in such a environment. It's not about the society, but it's around the globe. I've seen men that you have to be strong. You're a man. Men can cry also. Men can have such experiences, you know, where they were abused, were exploited, they were bullied or whatever it is, and they keep it within themselves. Like, so what happens because of that? Some people turn up to be what, gangsters, sometimes revengeful, negative perspective they see towards life. But sometimes some people, they just empower those things, they become a celebrity, they just become successful in life. How they take that negative experience in their life. That's a very serious matter, I think, around the globe, which needs to be, addressed very seriously. That's the Royal Paradise about. And why Royal Paradise? You might ask a question, why the name Royal Paradise? A lot of people ask me why the name you kept is such a serious matter. I said, see, we are royal, right? And paradise. It's within us. We are the star. Like, you know, when you treat yourself royally, the world will treat you royally, right? And the paradise, the kingdom of God, you can say, that space, that I'm special, very special on this planet Earth, that feeling when it comes, that's the paradise, which is very much needs to be valued. When a person knows that I am very valuable, like, I respect myself, I love myself, I'm so powerful, I'm so, like, my spirit is such giant, that's the time. Nobody can bully me. If somebody bullies me, it doesn't affect me, you know. So these are the things I'm going to take into consideration in my retreat life.
And of course, you, in the book as well, too, that, you know, it happens all over the world and even happens in your industry as well, too. And that's getting me more rampant these days. It seems like you think social media might have encouraged it, or so, or do you think social media is making people more aware of the situation?
That's a great question. Social media bullying. Oh, my God. I did face it. My almost Instagram got disabled. I'm waiting, you know, to get that Instagram. I have a new Instagram account now. I got bullied because I could not express myself. There are times when I expressed, you know, in wrong things. I see somebody's, you know, post and I didn't like it. And I expressed my views, my opinions. They started bullying me. So now I don't care about it. Because I'm in the showbiz business, people will bully, abuse, whatever. But there are people who get affected. Even I got affected. There was time for 1 or 2 days I got affected. And it can hamper you psychologically, emotionally, you know. Social bullying is the worst sometimes. They don't, once a person knows they have an account and they are bullied, then sometimes they don't go out to speak. There's a fear that if I bully and people, anybody would come to my account and they will start bullying me. You know, if you express, I don't bully anybody. So if I express my views or opinion, something I didn't like it about someone, their cult friend fan following would come over and bully you. It's like that, you know. And it would be in millions. When one or two people bully you, okay. But when a millions of fan followers bully you, it's difficult, you know. So this is a serious matter, you know, that needs to be addressed. How do you think?
The best advice right now is to stop all the social media bullying, especially in your case. I mean, my case is I see memes all the time. It's like, if you don't like a post, scroll past and move on. I mean, that's how I do. I just scroll past, or if I see a comment, I just ignore. I don't put a like comment. I don't put an angry comment. I don't even acknowledge. It's like, you know, a lot of times what I do personally, I'll put likes on. If that person tries to be negative, I'll just, you know, don't acknowledge it.
Oh yeah, it just I, it, the, it is a great thing. I put it in my book also. Just ignore. If you see a bully, even face to face or social media, don't react, don't respond, because the bully wants some attention from you. When you don't give the attention, just walk away with confidence, with a smile maybe, like, you know, and just walk away, like, you know, don't give any reaction, because the bully is expecting a reaction from you.
Right.
Because
Or it's like they're looking fuel to add to the fire.
Oh yeah. So the game can keep going on. So they can keep getting that pleasure, you know, to torture. Because a bully looks down upon you, and that's the reason they bully. And you know what? When do a bully respect you? Suppose a person is a victim. Okay, this is the bully, and this bully is like attacking. So this person should not cry or just not be the victim, you know, show that energy. That, you know, be confident, just be still and balanced. That's when a bully comes and respect. Oh, he's like me, eye to eye kind of thing. Like not reacting, but responding, you know, from a space of being calm. And if there is a, suppose somebody is trying to, one step ahead, like physical, they are trying to attack. I think children especially, they should just inform their teachers and parents, you know. And parents should actually take care, sorry, of their children when they keep go quiet. They don't pay attention in their studies, you know. Sometimes they don't enjoy going to school. That those are small symptoms. Something is happening with that too.
And of course, you know, people are getting more sensitive as well, too. The sensitivity training and bully awareness and whatever else. And of course, you see all these programs. Do you think these programs are working in the schools, or you think that's encouraging more bullying, or, you know, what else can be done about it? Or it's like, do you have to get to a point? It's like, you know, you use the fist and, like, you know, punch them in the mouth and all that. Are we going to get to that point? Like, go back to the old days, you hit them, you kick them. It's like, make him walk away or something. Yeah. That's happened before too. So like, I can't, you know, hit somebody. I can just, you know, give him a kick, or you play hockey. It's I take a stick and give him a good whack or something.
Oh yeah. You know, if the person who is actually experiencing the bully, the victim, is weak physically, then it can be dangerous, right? So I suggest that there are group awareness camps or institutes. They should actually join that, where they become physically little active, the confidence comes up, and there should be group, you know, activities too. If it is possible in school, the bully should be invited and the victim should be invited, and they should connect, do some similar activities, you know, something, some dance program or a play, you know, poetry recitations or something like that. So then they connect in some level, because they would create a competition between, naturally a competition between two. But then the teacher should be such a teach mentor that they encourage not the enmity or competition, but a equality, you know, where they share a platform together, where they can encourage each other, the bully and the victim. And that's when the victim and the bully dies, actually, so they can become friends together. So if it is physical abuse, then definitely it's a serious case that needs to be informed. If it's kids especially, and if it is in a college, you know, that's a serious case that needs to be immediately informed, like. So this is a message for children, by the way, and for the parents and for the teachers through your show. Like, So, and if it is an abuse in the relationship, one person is, tolerating, one should not. If you're tolerating abuse and abusery, you are not respecting yourself. You should immediately tell to your community, tell to your parents or loved ones immediately without being late. Otherwise, your soul, your spirit, will be totally drained out completely. They will just suck out the energy.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's a really good point as well, too. And of course, what's the best advice again on how to handle bullying on social media? Because you pretty much, walk away, ignore, block. You don't even comment like that. And what's also best advice, and what can you also give to others as well experiencing bullying on social media, especially?
Yeah. I will suggest that I have experienced bullying from fan cults of others. Like, if I didn't like a show or reality show and the celebrities have come and there were biasness in the show makers, I've always spoken up such cases. But the cult fans used to attack me on social media. But I noticed one thing. Sometimes I ignore. Like, I just ignore. I just say one or two lines if I have to say. I don't write a paragraph at all. Like, you might say something nice, but still they might take it very negatively, The person might not take it who holds that account, but their fan followers might be very sentimental. They might attack you in social media or somewhere. Even they can reach out to you in person also, you never know it. So be very careful. Do not give your address to everybody.
Right, yeah, or not even your email or phone number or text number and all that. I've never done that. Or it's like, want to sell it? It's like, private message on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, TikTok, and all that stuff. And of course, Morning Rail of Paradise with Christina Saikia, and we'll get to that in just 1 minute. What's been also up with her, and hope she doesn't get bullied. But first, listen to The Mike Wagner Show at themikewagnershow.com, powered by Sonic Web Studios. Visit online at sonicwebstudios.com for all your needs. Looking at a professional website without breaking your budget? Sonic Web Studios is the answer. Sonic Web Studios offers fast, affordable custom web designs that blow the competition away. Call today, 1-800-303-3960. It's 1-800-303-3960, or email to support@sonicwebstudios.com. Mention The Mike Wagner Show, get 20% off your first project. Sonic Web Studios, take your image to the next level. Also, time to give an official shout-out to our official sponsor of The Mike Wagner Show, international warring author Mia Molson-Zia. If you love fast-paced mysteries, you'll love Missing by Mia Molson-Zia, available on Amazon and paperback and ebook. Missing is fast-paced and intriguing with an unforgettable twist. Takes place in four countries, two strangers, one target, where truth is illusion and those who love be the first go missing. It's available on Amazon and paperback and ebook. Missing by Mia Molson-Zia has garnered great reviews and even loved and endorsed by Howard celebrities, including Joanna Cassidy, Forbes, Riley, and Eminem. So grab your copy today for goes Missing by Mia Molson-Zia, available on Amazon. Also, check out The Mike Wagner Show at themikewagnershow.com and our 40 podcast platforms. Heard in 100 countries, including Facebook, SoundCloud, Spreaker, Spotify, iHeartRadio, also Anchor FM, iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, Audible, Apple Music, and also on Podbean, Pandora, and also follow us and subscribe on BitChute, Rumble, YouTube. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, TikTok, and more. Take us with you on any mobile device. And for great gift ideas, go to Amazon.com. Check out The Mike Wagner Show podcast. T-shirts, pop sockets, throw pillows, tote bags, hoodies. Makes great gifts 24/7. Go to Amazon.com. Check out The Mike Wagner Show podcast. And for more great gift ideas, go to Amazon.com/MeAndMolsonZia for great books like Missing, Once and Wrinkles. Also T-shirts, pop sockets, hoodies, phone cases, and more. Amazon.com/MeAndMolsonZia. Check it out today. And support The Mike Wagner Show on Anchor FM, PayPal, and TheMikeWagnerShow.com. You heard the multi-talented Bollywood actress, entrepreneur, spiritual healer, and health wellness expert, Christina Saikia, here on The Mike Wagner Show, backed by Pot the Man. Talked about Royal Paradise, and we last had you on talking about billion-dollar star, and also Princess in the Nude, and some other things. And give us an update on some of the ventures.
I made a locket of my book, I'm a billion-dollar star. Can you see that?
Oh, my gosh. You're selling jewelry right now?
Not selling. This is the gold I'm wearing for myself. Whenever people see me like this, what is this? I said, this is my book. You need to read it.
Now, does it come in a man's version where it's much bigger or something? You see, like, remember the gold chains, back in the 70s and 80s? Even Mr. T had all these gold chains. Do you think you'll come out something like that, like in in a bigger gold necklace. I mean, the women have like the smaller ones, like be subtle, yeah, but yeah, you men like them big and large. You know, can you do that?
Yeah, might look good. Maybe, you never know it. I just made it for myself. I love gold otherwise also. But and this one, like even the gold maker who made it, they would say, madam, how can you make such a long? I blocked it. I said, just make it somehow. And answer to your question, maybe let's see. That's a great idea. I'll think about it. So the book is doing really well across the globe. I'm a $1 billion star. That means live your life in a wealth vibration. And not in lack vibration, like, and there should be an excellent balance between being an excellent giver and excellent receiver. Also, the book is all about, and it's all about wealth consciousness. Wealth doesn't mean money in the bank only. Wealth means wellness and wholeness in all areas of life. Like, it can be great relationship with self and with partner, and like, you know, our relationship with the world around us. And next is relationship with spirituality, relationship with career, money, goal, health, very important, like, you know, relationship with the earth and the universe. So it's all about it's about abundance, you know. The universe has given us everything we needed naturally, actually. Still, some people vibrate in poverty and they say the same story to themselves. For so many years and years, it starts manifesting that way. It can be anything. Oh, my health is not well. Whenever somebody asks you, you know, a lot of time, whenever I ask people, how are you doing? I'm very busy. I'm doing handling. And when they ask me, how are you doing? I said, I'm relaxed. I'm breathing and productive and doing the best. And they are so relaxed. I said, yeah, because it's about expanding your consciousness. You know, you have to be relaxed. A relaxed mind can produce better. You can imagine, you can create so many things. But if you keep being busy in your mind and just to show to the world, it's not good. Even the word struggle, you know, you struggled a lot. Some people say, oh, I struggled a lot in the initial days. Never, no one struggled. It's just an evolution. The nature has placed you in a situation where you are evolving so that when that goal comes to you, you are ready completely. In your energy field to handle that responsibility. There are no challenges in life. It just, you know, you from one matrix, you are pushed to another illusion, right? You are in one reality and you're not liking that reality, and then you're going to another, you're transiting to another reality. And there you have to be persistent, because the body memory and emotional memory is so used to the old energy, right? You know, old reality. So it takes little time to clear the muddy areas to push to the new reality, the new energy, like. So that the book is very interesting. A lot of people liked it.
Yes, indeed.
I came up with the oracle card. It's called Prophecy of Goddesses after that. It's the first oracle card in the world, like tarot card, which is based on painting and photography on fine art nude. So I play 34 characters, goddesses there, and it comes with a booklet with extended messages. And people are liking that oracle card too, you know. So everybody can read tarot cards in the morning. They can wake up and they want to see the day. How is my day going on today? So the prophecies are written there, and something they don't like it. The cards also teaches how to manifest a new reality of your life, or there is a shadow self into you, or release your blockages, you know. So that's an interesting part, actually.
And that does sound interesting. You talk about, you know, getting rid of the past and moving on and everything. And, you know, let's just, you know, go from the past up to the future in a good way. You've got 3 music videos out. You've got upcoming sci-fi films coming up, and you also got a grand judge for a special summit, and maybe, you know, not giving too much away. And what is coming up for you, you know, right now going into 2024 or 2025 and beyond? I mean you got prophecy all over 2026. Should I go that far for you?
Okay, I'll start from a music video, because we are shooting next month. So it's a production house from Australia. They are called Maharaja Music Production, and they are based in Australia and India both. and he's the producer's name is Ashwin Maharaj, and he's a surgeon also at the same time. He's a doctor, and it's interesting how he's balancing being a doctor and into music. So we are shooting the first video in Goa. It's a part in a, it's a city in India actually. And then it'll be interesting number. Next month, 8th of May, we are shooting. And next two videos, we are going to shoot somewhere in the middle of the year or towards the end of the year, because I'll be traveling. And then the producer is also busy a little bit to travel. I have to adjust my time, so we won't be able to shoot now. So that is one coming up. I'm very excited about the music videos because I'm a Latin bachata dancer. But these videos are more like acting based, you know. More I need to perform as an actor. And then I am doing an Australian film where I'm casted, and the shooting will start somewhere around, again, August, September, or early next year. So it's from Australia, and it's a science fiction film. I'm casted in the lead. And Australia has been very lucky for me because I'm doing this three music video from Australia. Then the science fiction is coming up from Australia. Then I did a film in Australia before, which was in Netflix Australia. It got like 48 million viewership plus. And that's coming up. And then I have films in US 2, Lockhart 2, of David Lockhart. He's an Emmy awarded producer, which we shot it a little bit, but I didn't complete it. You know, my scenes are still left yet to be shot more. So I'll be doing that in US, and then in London, yeah, I'll be, there's an event coming up in House of Lords, and it's a business event summit for investors, leaders, and entrepreneurs, so basically high net worth individuals. It's an award show, and I am one of the grand judge of that event for the second time.
Oh my goodness. Wow. I guess you're like the next Paula Abdul or something. Gets called every
yes.
single time.
Yeah, it's a political environment, no doubt. But last year I was the host of the show and grand judge. And I am a grand judge this year, along with other, like, you know, very successful dignitaries who are part of the event, actually, and the team, basically. And then, so there's a lot of things happening up in UK. And then I'll be flying to Dubai for my retreats, and then shooting coming up there. So the way I designed my life, it's coming up so well, like across the globe. Like, I'm in Australia, I'm working in UK, some things are going on in Europe too. And then America, of course, as usual, you know. And India, yes. Like, you know, some things are going on in India too, because I have my artist management company who looks after everything, getting my work done. Like, so that makes the life quite easier. But then I'm a very active networker too. I love people. I love to network. And that helps me a lot, actually.
That does too, especially. Yes. And where can we find Royal Paradise and all your works at, Christina?
Royal Paradise is going on very well. And then there is another, I remember, science fiction show, a series coming up. I'm just checking his the whole name of it, actually. Yes, series, it is, the first episode is getting ready. They are writing the first episode right now. So I told them that complete the 10th episode, like, you know, then I'll see how the character evolves. I'll be playing the main lead in that series. Like, so it's a science fiction from Chile. It is coming up. It's based in Hollywood, but the writer is from Chile, actually, you know. So I'm just forgetting the whole, what is the name of the series, actually. It is in my phone, but I'm not able to find it. But maybe in the next video interviews, I can share it with you. Oh, yes. So I got it. The writer's name is Mr. Daniel from Chile, and he's writing the series right now. So let's see. I'm very excited to do science fiction because I've not done science fiction before. I've done fantasies. I played the mystic lady, but then not science fiction. So
that'd be so great. You'd be the next star. I gotta say that. And and of course, you know, just one more thing. What's your website? And you know, where can we go? How he works, and how can people contact you?
Okay, people can contact me everywhere because the media is in love with me now. As well as the American media, I think I'm everywhere. So, my website is in process because a lot of things I have dismantled the old website basically. I have given you last time. So, I'm creating a new website now. A lot of things are being updated with my new work. But till then, I'll give you email ID and my Instagram is there, LinkedIn is there, something. LinkedIn, I'm very active actually. So imbilliondollarstar@gmail.com. And it goes like this. It goes like this. AMBILLIONDOLLAR STAR@gmail.com. So people can contact me and you can follow me on Facebook, Christina Saikia, LinkedIn, Christina Saikia. Instagram is Christina_official and Twitter is Christina_5. And anybody who finds it difficult, just Google my name. The Google will take you there. Facebook, Instagram, you just click the link, it'll take you to my account. Also, I have a YouTube channel that's called Christina Saikia Art and Mystic.
All right, we'll certainly do that as well. Once again, with the amazing multi-talented Christina Saikia with Royal Paradox on the Mike Wagner Show. Christina, a very big thank you for your time. You're always welcome back anytime and looking forward to having you again soon. Keep us up to date, keep in touch. We love having you back. And once again, what's your website? How do people contact you? Where can people purchase the latest, including Royal Paradox and more?
Royal Paradox, you can get in Amazon definitely. You can connect me directly. I can send it a hard copy signed by me or PDF you can buy from me or like they can get from Amazon very soon. Like it'll be probably this month I'm planning to get it done, release it, you know. And even Bill, I'm a billion-dollar star. They can connect me directly to get the book if they want a signed copy or a PDF or whatever.
Okay. That sounds really good. Once again, Christina, very big thank you for your time. You're always amazing. Looking forward to having you again soon. Keep us up to date. Keep in touch. We'd love to have you back. Wish all the best. And Christina, definitely a great future to have you. And make sure you come back again very soon.
Yes, I'll be definitely happy to be part of the Mike Wagner Show. Please do watch this show across the globe. It is available. It's also there. The links are there in all my social media. You can find this show. Even in YouTube, when you just type my name or his name, you will find the links out there. So thank you, Mike. I truly appreciate you. I hope you keep well, especially your health. And I'm definitely looking forward to come back to your show after my album is released next month. The music albums are coming up. Do watch it, you know. And definitely a lot of things are in progress. And Mike Wagner Show will be part of as our media partner also in all the retreats across the globe and our company too. So we will be right there.